All right, everybody, welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. Another stinker last week. I'm 20, 24, and 1 in the year, and it was the only time this year I literally felt I was on the wrong side with even the game. I won Ravens over the Colts. I just thought I did a bad week. Maybe it's prep. I had no feel for it. So I love my picks this week. I got a much better feel. So here are my blazing five picks.
That's a hot one. Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Fire. Buccaneers at Panthers.
Pretty easy one here, folks. Tampa Bay minus six. I'm all over it. Great teams or good teams with good players that get humiliated on national TV are almost always good the next week. Tampa was humiliated. They're going to be totally focused. And by the way, Tom Brady's 0-2 against the Saints. He's 6-1 against everybody else this year. And in his career, 20 times he's had a terrible game. Like 15, he's come back and not only won but covered the spread. The Bucs defense still forces the most turnovers in the league and tied for the most interceptions. And the Panthers are a fun story, but there's a reason they've lost four straight games. They're not that good. And Christian McCaffrey's not going to play. They're a star. Tampa Bay bounces back after being rolled. 33-23, Bucs win and cover.
Eagles at Giants.
This is one of my favorite picks of the week. Like it, I love it. Giants plus 3.5. I think they're going to win straight out. I'd bet money line. Maybe I already have. Ooh, it's a bye for the Eagles. Doug Peterson, the coach, has had four. He's 1-3. He's not one of those coaches who is great off byes. Carson Wentz is the most hit and most sacked quarterback in the NFL. Most hits, most sacks, most giveaways. He does get a little healthier this week. Some guys coming back, but the Giants are 5-1 against the spread in the last six. That's the best in the NFL because the bettors haven't caught on to it. They're a good football team. They're not great, but they're good. And the Giants over Washington last week was their best performance of the year. Their defense has forced 15 turnovers this year. Only Tampa Bay's got more. The Giants this morning are a better team than Philadelphia. They win straight out. I'll take the points 23-21.
Chargers at Dolphins.
What happens when something is random and then it becomes a trend? Here's a trend. I like Miami minus two and a half points. I'll take the Dolphins. Because I think what's happened to the Chargers is now a trend. They are not well coached at the end of games. They are 1-6 in one possession games this year, and they were bad in one possession games last year, and their two wins have come over the Bengals and Jags, who are a combined 3-12-1. Tua looked really good last week. And that's the thing about this team. We know the Dolphins' defense is good. They have one or more takeaways in 14 straight NFL games, second longest streak in the league. Do you know their offense this year is top 10, averaging 28? We just don't realize this is not just about their defense, which we acknowledge. Brian Flores and the defense is good. They are giving you 28 points a weekend. The Chargers, I don't trust them late in games. Big coaching edge to the teams at home. Miami, Dolphins win it 26-20. I think it's going to be a wildly entertaining game, but I'm betting on the better defense, the home team with better momentum, and a big coaching edge to the Dolphins.
Seahawks at Rams.
A lot of people like Seattle. I like the Rams minus 2.5, and here's why. Jared Goff is 24-5 in his career. When you sack him once or less, Seattle has no pass rush. Translation, Jared Goff will be comfortable. Translation, he wins when he's comfortable. But it's the Rams' defense that is actually the story. Like Miami's offense is actually better than you think. The Rams are second in the NFL in points a game, yards per play allowed. They're first. It's a real defense. And Aaron Donald has given Seattle fits. He's got 12 sacks in 12 games against Russell Wilson, his most sacks against any offense. Now think about that. He has sacked Russell Wilson more than any quarterback, and Russell Wilson's hard to get. Why? Aaron Donald dominates Seattle's interior defensive line. Sean McVay, a coach who is good off byes, gets extra prep. The Rams are healthier. Oh, by the way, they've won four of their last five against Seattle. I like the healthy, rested Rams, 32-26.
49ers at Saints.
Favorite pick of the week. Love the Niners plus 9.5. That's up to 10 in some spots. First of all, do you think that's the Saints? The Saints haven't played that well in 2.5, 3 years. They're not going to look like that. Coming off a huge divisional Tom Brady win, the Saints come back down the earth. By the way, the 49ers still have a lot of good players. And after getting humiliated by Green Bay on Thursday Night Football with a little extra time with Kyle Shanahan, I like it. Here's a little stat for you. The Niners are 5-1 against the spread last 2 years when they have a rest advantage. Translation, Kyle Shanahan, extra prep is excellent. And by the way, you can say Nick Mullins. What about Nick Mullins? He has a 91 passer rating. In Vegas, they think Nick Mullins is about a point and a half less than Jimmy Garoppolo. And Garoppolo right now wasn't playing well, wasn't very effective. This is also the 49ers season this week. This is their season. Arizona's tough. The Rams and Seattle are tough. Everything for Kyle Shanahan comes with a risk. I like the Saints to win close, but I love 9.5 or 10 if you can get it. 28-23 Saints. For more of my Blazing 5 picks, check out the Fox Bet social platforms. All right, let's get to RJ Bell, pregame.com, Fox Sports Radio. Straight out of Vegas, Fox Sports Radio every day, and at RJ in Vegas on Twitter. So I feel much differently about my picks this week. I'm going to take Tampa Bay -6 at Carolina. Now, Carolina's done a good job, but they are on a four-game losing streak. They're a close, not a winning team. I have a rule, RJ. Really talented teams that get humiliated on television have a much more focused week of practice. And let's be honest, the Bucs can't beat the Saints. They're 6-1 against everybody else. I'll take Tampa -6. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement here, and you're right. When you have a focused road favorite, especially, and we see that off of buys, right, which is analogous saying, hey, a buy team is focused. They do exceptionally well. A team off a really embarrassing loss on TV, the whole world's watching. But Tom Brady is even better in these spots. You go back to 2003, when Tom Brady has lost a game by double digits. It's happened 20 times. The next game, 18-2 straight up, 17-3 against the spread, 17-3. So that's the trend of the month, probably. Now, last week they had a guard. His name is Marpet. He is a key, one of the best guards in the league, and his backup is sub-replacement level. His absence was a huge problem. He's expected back. And last thing, Carolina is kind of like New Orleans light, whereas they have a quarterback that's accurate but doesn't have a big arm, smart but without the big physical tools. Also a coach, Brady, on the offensive side that was at the Saints for a couple of years. And the fact that the Bucs had a chance to play that team already, even though they got beat, now another game against a similar team, it's almost like fastball pitcher after fastball pitcher is much easier than going from a knuckleballer to a fastballer. I think that's another advantage agreement on Tampa Bay.
My favorite pick of the week is Giants +3.5 against Philadelphia. First of all, buys don't help Doug Peterson. He's 1-3 in them. Carson Wentz has been the most hit and sack quarterback in the league, and the Giants' defense has forced 15 turnovers. Only the Bucs have more. I thought the Giants played their best game of the year. They're the Dolphins of last year. They may not be winning every week. They're getting better every week. I love the Giants. I'd go money line to beat the Eagles. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement, big agreement here. I think with a new coach, you may be right in the idea that in a COVID year, it's going to take a while for the first-year coaches to really get the team going in the direction they want, and the Giants seem to be going in a better direction. Here's proof of it. If you look at DVOA, the first seven games of the year, Giants had one positive grade on the game, 1 out of 7. Last two games have been both positive, and Washington, the most recent game, best game of the year, as you said. And the Giants have covered 5 of their last 6 games. So if you look at the offense, you might say, well, Daniel Jones, he troubles me. And there's probably a reason for that. Against Washington, Daniel Jones is 4-0. Against everybody else, he's 1-17 straight up. So not good, but if you look at that Giants offense, it's played against the toughest pass defenses. So the defenses they've played have been the toughest pass defenses in the NFL and the toughest running defenses. So literally they've played the toughest run defenses and pass defenses. So in general, against normal competition, the Giants offense should look significantly better. And finally, I think there's a couple causes for concern. I mean, Philly gets some players back health-wise.
Yes, that's the one thing I had pause, but it not enough pause.
No, I agree. And here's the proof positive that locks in this good pick. In the summer, the line on this game was Philadelphia 3.5. The current line is 3.5. Everybody's going to agree the Giants are either about what we expected or maybe a smidge below. But Philly has been 2-3 points less than we expected.
Yeah.
How this line's the same, it doesn't make any sense. Value Giants.
This is a game, Miami minus 2.5. I like the Dolphins here. I do think the Chargers have more overall talent, but let's be honest about Anthony Lynn. They're 1-6 in one-possession games. That is a trend. This is what they are. Justin Herbert, as much as I like him, his passer rating right now is not much higher than Tua's. The Dolphins' defense we know is good, but right now they're averaging 27 a game scoring, so I think their offense is much better than we kind of subscribe to. So I'm going to swallow the 2.5. I feel strongly. I like Miami here. What do the wise guys think?
Slight agreement here. I'm always a little leery going against a team like the Chargers because their net margin, how much they're winning and losing these games by, history tells us this is supposed to even out. But you've got a good point. Anthony Lynn not only is bad this year in these close games, he's been bad for prior years also.
Yeah, they feel very much like Atlanta. We've got a trend. They can't hold leads and they lose close games. So that becomes what you are.
At least with that coach Atlanta had. Then
right.
With a different coach, it's been different.
Right.
So they did blow the one. So here's an amazing stat. It might compete with the Brady stat. There's only two teams in the NFL that have not lost a game by more than a touchdown. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chargers. Think about that a second. So what I love here is a teaser. A lot of people bet teasers, Colin, 6-point teasers. You can actually take the Chargers up over a touchdown. But on the side, I actually agree with you with the Dolphins. Last thing about Tua, I actually was really wrong about it. The first game, they really protected him. They ran the ball so much on first down. In fact, they ran it so much it would have been the biggest running team in the league if they had done that throughout the year. So they ran more than any team does across the season. And I thought they were protecting Tua. That was in his first game. But remember, that game was against the Rams, and they had a bunch of turnovers to their advantage. Miami had control of the game. The next game, they threw Tua on first down more than any team has this season. So they went from the worst, throwing the ball in first, to the best, and Tua responded. So that first game deceived me. I thought they were protecting him. No, they just didn't need to take any chances. When they did need to take chances, Tua delivered. I'm optimistic about this team. I agree with the Dolphins.
Okay, 3-for-3 in agreements. Okay, it's interesting. Every year there's a team that I really have a feel for, and I'm 5-1 on the Rams this year, mostly betting against them. I'll tell you why I'm going to take them minus 2.5 at home. First of all, McVay's an excellent coach. Off a bye, I like that. But Jared Goff is 24-5 in his career when he is sacked once or none. The Rams are an easy figure for me. When Goff has time, they're successful. Seattle has no pass rush. Their defense is last in everything. Total defense, scoring defense, pass defense. And so I think a comfortable Jared Goff, and it's really funny about this game, we think of Seattle as led by defense and Pete Carroll. Defense is atrocious. We think the Rams and McVay are offense. It's actually their defense that's good this year. I'm going to take the Rams and swallow 2.5. What do the wise guys think?
All joking aside, professional analysis, I agree with the analysis. I disagree with the conclusion.
Well, what does that mean? I'd rather have the agreement.
Well, but I got to tell you, you're so right about Goff. But here, they talk about it in the idea if he has time to see what's happening, that arm talent comes out. That's why he was the first pick or second pick in the
yes.
draft. But when he doesn't have the time, he gets erratic in a way that is really poor.
Yeah.
But if you look at him this season, the first six games, his PFF grade averaged 77. That score would have been 12th best in the league, all right, at that time. His last two games, he's averaged a 42. That would be number 58. Now, there's only 32 starters, Colin, 58. So something is wrong with him. Now, you could say two games is an aberration, but when you have six games that there wasn't a score worse than the mid-60s, an average of 77, and then you literally go average of 42, I'm scared about something's just fundamentally wrong with them. Also, you mentioned Seattle's bad on defense. Well, they're not bad against the run. Number 9 DVOA against the run, and the Rams' offense is predicated on the run. Goff wants to throw off a play action. If they can't run, what happens, especially if Goff isn't as good as he's been for whatever reason? Finally, Rams, number 29 strength of schedule. It's pretty late in the year to have such a bad strength of schedule. Seattle obviously is not a bad team. I lean Seahawks.
All right, my final pick, which is my second strongest pick of the week, plus a bonus pick, which RJ schooled all of us last week. Remember last week, I love Denver. He's like, no, no, silly boy, it's Atlanta. And it was really a cautionary tale on trying to think you know more than somebody that does it for a living. So two picks after this. RJ Bell, pregame.com, at RJ in Vegas. I feel very strongly about this pick. San Francisco plus 9.5 at New Orleans. First of all, nobody's as good as their last game. The Saints aren't that good. They come home off a big emotional win over Tom Brady. Oh, it's just the beat up 49ers. But the Niners, with a little extra time, were humiliated by the Packers. They're 5-1 against the spread last 2 years when they have a rest advantage, coach there. And Nick Mullins, laugh if you will, but he's better than you think with Shanahan. He's got a 91 passer rating this year. I don't know if they win, but I love the Niners plus 9, 9.5. What do the wise guys think?
Love it. Probably my best pick of the week. This baby's up to 10 in different spots. Love the 10. Love, like, strongly the 9.5. And you got the handicap. Buy low, sell high. San Francisco is low. Remember the last time they were low, they were getting 3, 3.5 at home against the Rams. How'd they do? Wonderfully well. You were right about the Saints off a big win. Now, listen, it's not like the Saints are going to be really flat because they got a great coach, but they don't tend to get margin anyway. They did against the Bucs, but that's unusual. We're getting double digits or close to it with a very good coach. Also, as you mentioned, also the injuries. Everyone's just thinking they got so many injuries. Yeah, Kittle's out. Jimmy G is, though. Again, you make a great point. The downgrade's maybe 1.5, 2
points. That's it. That's it.
And if you look at the change in the line since last week, when most of these injuries were known, the line was down there around 6. So it's really only it's gone up 3 points for really no reason. So to me, we're getting, if this line was 7, 7.5, I think it's right. 9.5 or 10, pure value agreement.
All right, bonus pick. John Goulet, my producer, I went back and forth on this all week. All week. And then I finally come to the conclusion I don't have a good feeling for it. So I would have taken Arizona minus 2.5 against Buffalo. Why? Buffalo's off a highly accredited, impressive win against Seattle. They're feeling themselves, and they're still, in many parts, a young team. I mean, Josh Allen threw for 415 yards, beats Russell Wilson. But what troubles me about the Bills is they're a young team that gives up huge leads. They did to Seattle, they did to the Rams. And the Cardinals have scored 30-plus points in 4 straight games, meaning they're good and getting better. I would have taken Arizona to win outright, but I'm fascinated by the way you see this game because I can make compelling arguments that Buffalo is frankly a top-5 team in the league. I cannot make that with Arizona. So what do the wise guys think here?
I'm going to go with the Bills. It's a close call, but here's the thing you said that we got to clarify. The Bills didn't give up those leads. They won both those games, right? Rams, yeah. And Seattle. Yeah. So they let them come back, no doubt. But let's look at Arizona, because let's be honest. I don't know if it's a change with, you know, Sam Darnold, the Kyler Murray, but you got to shine for Kyler Murray.
Yes, I love him.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. Arizona lost against Carolina a while back. And then since then, after the Panthers, they played the Jets. Okay, they won. Dallas on Monday night. We remember how bad that was. They won in Seattle or against Seattle. Let's give them credit, but they won the turnover battle.
They were outplayed. Frankly, they were outplayed.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, they were.
And they lost to Miami.
Right.
So where's the impressive win in there?
Well,
like literally 5 games back.
You know, it's like a teenage boy. I'm just blown away by Well, I just get excited sometimes. I think they're the most fun team to watch in the league, and that's really what it is. I'm a sucker.
And if I was drafting who's going to win the Super Bowl in 3 years, maybe Arizona's one of my the 5th, 6th pick. I think they're right up there. But this year, I think we're a little ahead of ourselves.
We are.
And if you look at the Bills, you could make the case that the three games that they didn't really score well, that it was bad weather. They had three games against Tennessee, Kansas City, and the Jets that were all bad weather games, and they scored like in the high teens or, you know, early 20s, low 20s. Except for that, in five other games this year, they've averaged 33 points a game, the Bills. So Josh Allen's had an exceptional year except for those bad weather games. Well, this game's in a dome. And finally, the Cardinals secondary has been banged up, and they're really not good against smaller, faster receivers. They're good against bigger receivers. I think it's another edge for the Bills. They could be flat. I think you're right there, but I still lean Bills.
By the way, Greg Cosell had a real interesting gem this week. I had said that John Brown is hurt for a couple weeks and didn't practice in the other weeks much, and the Bills' offense was not as good. And he said it's not just John Brown. When John Brown plays for Buffalo, they're allowed to go four wide, and they're really a good offense when they can use four receivers. And when John's out, they don't have a guy they trust in that space. So when John Brown is a very interesting figure for Buffalo. He plays, the offense is much more lethal. And so, see, you're the handicapper, so you have the right side on the Bills, and that's why it's a bonus pick.
Well, we'll see, but I'll say this. Is that Greg Cosell segment with you, Collins, one of the best segments on radio, no doubt about it.
Yeah, whether you bet games or not. I mean, it's
no doubt.
Yeah. All right, R.J. Bell, you can hear him every day on Fox Sports Radio, at R.J. in Vegas, pregame.com. Good stuff. Have a good weekend, bud.
Thank you.